Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm in the airport. Our flight to Texas was delayed 3 hours. So I'm recording the intro on my phone because I forgot to do it last night. So I'm whispering because otherwise I'm just going to look like a douchebag who's talking on his cell phone really loudly and not recording. Maybe I should just tell everyone here what I'm doing. Guys, this is for the Nerdist Podcast. The Nerdist. Podcast. It's a internet radio thing. I'll just be over here. Anyway, we're going to be in Houston and Dallas this weekend performing the Nerdist Podcast, and then we'll be back. But this episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Are you a seldom sometime or when I get around to... Stop looking at me like that, Chloe.
What are you doing? Are you recording the beginning of a podcast right now?
Shh, be quiet. It's really great to get shit from your girlfriend who sits down and starts going, what are you doing? Are you recording right now? Are you recording the podcast? Is that what you're doing? Say hello.
Hi.
Are you a seldom sometime or when I get around to it, back rapper?
What?
I'm doing the...
Are you...
What?
I can't believe you right now.
Why?
Are you seriously recording the beginning of a podcast?
Because I have to do it.
In the airport.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to do it on the plane.
Oh, God.
You know how... You forgot your contacts, and we had to drive all the way back to your place this morning.
Are you telling that story?
And the only reason you didn't miss the flight is because the flight was delayed 3 hours.
Who knows? We might have made it. We could have made it.
I forgot to record the intro last night. So this is sort of like the same thing you did, but actually mine has like less severe consequences because we didn't.
I would have been totally happy just wearing my glasses the whole time. But I'm so happy with that.
You didn't seem happy about it.
I was smiling. I was so happy. I was laughing all morning.
I'm so sorry I didn't notice that.
Can't believe you're recording a podcast.
And there she goes. This episode of the Nerdist Airport Fuck Around Hour is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Are you a seldom sometime or when I get around to it, back rapper? Stop laughing at me. I'm so sorry, Carbonite. But to be really protected, you need online, offsite, in the cloud backup from Carbonite. With Carbonite, your files are automatically and continually backed up, so you never have to think about it. And once you have Carbonite, computer disaster isn't really a disaster because your backed up files are kept securely offline. And it's easy to restore them. Your better backup plan for your home and small business is Carbonite. Just like these people getting on and off the planes. Plans start at $59 a year. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com today. Use the offer code Nerdist to get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Nerdist. Why are you judging me right now?
So easy.
Why are you judging me right now?
Because it's so easy.
Why? What?
Chloe, I'm working. This is serious.
It's a serious business. You that's it. You're recording this on your freaking iPhone.
Yeah, that's right. We have awesome technology. Whatever. What? I'm trying not to cause a scene. Thanks for not helping.
I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed.
Really? Because your tone would suggest that.
Really impressed right now.
Just eat your apple.
Eat my apple.
Eat your damn apple.
Might. Maybe I will.
Eat your tiny green apple.
Why are they coming in?
Oh, it's not even. It's even worse for. Jonah's somewhere else in the airport. I don't know where he is. Matt took a flight. And that
you hadn't been recording this entire time.
And that doofus took a connecting flight when we have a show the same day, so he's gonna miss his connecting flight to Phoenix because his flight got delayed too. So this is a little behind the scenes intro of the Nerdist Vodka. Would you take all the plastic off that apple before you start biting into it? No, you're gonna eat plastic. Stop it. No, don't eat. Never eat on the podcast.
Why?
People will riot in the streets if they hear you chewing food. I learned my lesson.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What was the offending food?
They were cookies, and it was the Rainn Wilson episode, and it was the episode that bore Enjoy Your Burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, please enjoy this hostful episode of the Nerdist Podcast, and my humble apologies for this crap-ass intro.
Don't forget your contacts.
And don't ever forget your contacts if you're traveling and you need them. All right.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Who needs headphones when you get friends?
Oh, they're all upstairs. Even these, like, someone took the nub on them.
Nub.
I just had one pair of headphones left over.
Dub.
The rest of them are up in my office. Do you want me to run up and get them? Or?
Nah. Walking is pretty horrible right now.
Okay.
From what?
CrossFit.
Oh, you did it, huh? It was like one trial time, course. Two times? How many times?
Three times of CrossFit.
I did the trial thing.
Twice.
I was going to go today. This came up. Uh-huh. Which is probably for the best.
Like, you sore?
Yeah, like it was mostly squat stuff.
Squats, people underestimate the squats.
Oh, you're boy. Kind of undoing it right now by eating all those cupcakes.
What?
Red velvet, I mean.
Nope, Jonah's eating a little plastic container of veggies.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we had Justin Willman on the podcast?
We should have Justin on the podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about cupcake wars with him. That'd be great.
And magic.
For me. No, just cupcake wars.
Okay. We'll do it.
Let's be real.
Okay. All right. I apologize. It'll be cupcake wars. I see a Star Trek DVD.
I have the Blu-ray of the first season of Star Trek The Next Generation. Comes out next Tuesday.
Now, here's a couple of crazy announcements for the listeners at home. One.
Uh-huh.
What's next that? Week,
yep.
You,
yep.
Matthew Myra.
Yeah.
We'll be hosting.
Co-hosting. With Candace.
Let's not split hairs there. We'll be hosting Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
You will have a week to yourself.
I am for this plan. I as soon as they started talking about who should we have in, I said you have a guy in the organization already. Who would be a great host for that
Twitter
for that
agrees
show.
With you. At least they will until Monday.
You're going to be great.
You'll be great. But, okay, on top of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the DVD. That Star Trek DVD.
Yeah.
Guess who will be coming in on which day?
Tuesday.
Guess who's coming in on Tuesday?
Patrick Stewart?
No.
Okay. Michael Dorn.
He's one of them.
Jonathan Frakes.
He's another one of them.
How many are there?
Two more.
Rod Roddenberry?
He's on Thursday, I think.
Oh, I'm doing really well.
Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised. It's making it seem less fantastic.
Let me guess. Rick
ladies,
Berman. Rick
ladies,
Berman?
Two ladies.
Denise Crosby?
Nope.
Okay. Then it has to be Oh, fuck. I'm trying.
Marina Sirtis, yes. And Gates McFadden.
Gates McFadden was the name I was trying to remember. Marina, I would have gotten, but Gates, I was trying to remember, like, Beverly Crusher. What's her name? Beverly Crusher.
So just last night, Deanna and I, my girlfriend Deanna, not Deanna Troy, we're having a conversation.
Are you sure? We were having an empathic conversation where she was absorbing all of my feelings.
That's where my reference stops, Chris, the name. Okay. So, we're having a conversation about the charmed life of Matthew Myra.
Oh, Jesus.
And then for this to happen on the week that he's hosting Attack of the Show is just fantastic. And this is the best part.
Well, why do you say that?
Not only
charmed.
Do I hate Star Trek, I hate Matt. Yeah.
Now, my question is, with this in mind,
I feel like I've earned a little bit of this.
Are we allowed to show boners on television anymore? No.
Frakes gets close to me. I can't contain it.
Does he have the beard?
Yeah, I believe he's rocking a beard right now during his
dude
productions.
I mean, really, really, Patrick Stewart is the only one left.
Patrick Stewart
Is the only one you haven't, because Will actually did Star Trek, and then you had LeVar.
Yeah,
and so you had LeVar. It's really Denise Crosby and John DeLancey that are still outstanding. Yeah.
And let's be honest, it doesn't matter. They don't matter.
And to say charmed life, it wasn't. It's not. I didn't mean that as in this guy.
That's a semi-charm kind of life.
I didn't mean like. I mean that's a delightful thing.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's not an
Trek
insult.
Comes
not
in like, and Frakes goes down on me.
Like a charmed life isn't like something that's like
I don't know what that means.
Thing.
I don't know what that.
But charmed life?
Yeah,
it means it means
good things happen to you.
Oh, okay,
good things happen to you.
What do you think it meant?
I don't know. I earn nothing and just that's the
no. Don't
the
put
life
your own
Riley?
Shit.
What is
don't
that?
Put your own shit
what
on
is
my
that?
Compliment.
He's saying that that good things are blossoming for you, and not in a way that doesn't mean
it's been a good week
that you don't deserve it. He just means that good things are happening for you and you should feel good about yourself.
No, I do.
Good.
Somewhat. Thank you.
Don't project, man. Don't project.
Listen to Carrot Mouth over there.
Listen to Carrot Cake Cupcake Mouth over there.
They're crunching. They're not cupcakes.
Have a bell pepper.
I saw once somebody at their desk eating bell peppers for a snack, and it confused me.
Was it Latin chef expert Aaron Sanchez? No?
Yep.
That confused me as well.
He's a frequent judge on Chopped. Which is
what a week, you guys!
Program.
What a fucking crazy, wonderful!
I know my Dave Matthews Taylor arrived. It plays amazingly.
It does play well.
Oh fuck! It's the best playing guitar I've ever.
How much was it?
I got it for $2,500.
It fucking better play good then. It fucking better.
Well, normally it goes.
It's like
for
you know what that sentence you did. It's like I got this $20 guitar. It plays amazing. Oh, that's surprising. Good thing you said that.
No, Jonah, it doesn't play good. It plays well.
Are you sure?
Okay. All right, everybody.
You did it, Chris.
I win a little.
I will report
thing,
you to the cunt office faster than you can say fuck you.
Faster. Fuck.
Go.
Done. Oh, Spiner. That was the other one you've
Yeah. They were really funny at Comic-Con when I ran into them.
Or when you ran into Brent and LeVar? Yeah.
They were they stopped their autograph line for me.
Dude, do you understand that if like 10-year-old Matt Myra was like, someday I want to go to Comic-Con, and then while LeVar and Brent are signing, I want them to stop and be like, Matt Myra, you're the best person ever. Someday, man. Someday.
That was me, so that worked
and
out.
And now it has happened.
It worked out. You always knew, little Matt.
It's got to be.
Can you please call him little dude?
Little dude, you always knew it.
Little dude. That's a huge.
Who knew, little dude? You'd weigh less now than you do then.
Wait, what age are you talking about?
10? I don't know.
Is that when things went wrong?
I think when things went wrong at around 7.
I got to start gaining weight around.
So you had 6 relatively good years.
Yeah.
That's from Arthur.
I had 6 pretty
nice
good years.
There's that old Norm MacDonald bit.
Which one?
It's like, hey, you should have seen me when I was 1. That was my best physical shape when I was 1. Nothing compared to when I was 0, though. That's
My birthday is in August, and we had a pool. Growing up, so there was always swimming was involved in the birthday, and you can tell when it went downhill when I no longer had a shirt off at the pool for my birthday.
Okay.
That was about 7 years old.
Seven.
Started to get little man tits or boy tits. That's awkward. I'm not saying that ever again.
I think they're called titties.
They're actually called bitch tits.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
No, I swear to God, that's
Jonah,
a medical
you're correct.
Term
you're
for
correct.
Male boobs, bitch tits.
The medical, in my medical opinion, I feel these bitch tits could come
just go
down
to the medical
a couple
reference
of
guide
cup
Urban
sizes.
Dictionary.
Bitch tits.
Little bitch tits.
Yeah.
Little brown dot food.
My
little, brown
little
dot food.
Bitch tits. You don't know what I'm wrong. But it was I the 8 days.
8 days.
Between the eight crazy night. The 8 days.
So July 8th.
Yes. July 8th it started.
Yep.
It was probably the most insane, but my favorite week of the year so far, because everything that happened
that was great.
Was so much fucking fun. And it started on July 8th with Course of the Force.
Mm-hmm.
On July 9th, I got to do a Talking Dead, then Course of the Force Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Preview night started, then Comic-Con Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday night, we raced back here and did two episodes of the Nerdist TV show for BBC America.
One of them very punch drunk.
That oh, was so much fucking fun. Everyone on the Comic-Con special that's airing July 28th. It's two episodes July 28th. One's about toys and games. Another one's a Comic-Con wrap-up special. We all came back from Comic-Con. It was you. Furman was the only one that hadn't been at Comic-Con, but he has two infant children, so he's always feeling
like
punch
that.
Drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it was you, me, John Barrowman, Alex Albrecht, and Damon Lindelof, and we all came straight from Comic-Con. We were all out. We were all sober, but seemed completely out of our minds. Yeah. And I have to say,
it was fun.
It was so much goddamn fun. Most of that show is not going to be usable.
No, especially the part where we all just start screaming.
Yeah. And then the parts where I would sing, this is a web extra.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, for when you're coming back from commercial, the stage manager typically will go, hey, himself to get the audience going. And so for some reason, all of us just started going, hey! And it went on for about a minute and a half. But I had, first of all, Course of the Force was so much fucking fun. And we were able to grant more than 1,000 wishes for kids. So thank you to everyone who was involved. There was.
Do you think any of them wish for more wishes?
I don't know.
Does that work with the organization?
Everyone should always wish for more wishes. There must be some sort of a genie clause.
Yeah.
Where
I just imagined Aladdin's genie dressed up like Santa.
A genie clause.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Oh, it's Christmas. Hey. Oh, look at those elves.
Merry Christmas. Now we'll use that with Tim Allen.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Tim Allen from the Santa Claus.
Elves in comfortable shoes. It's the Tim Allen, Robin Williamson. No, but so we, some of the cosplay, of course, the Force was unbelievable. It went off without a hitch. Hopefully we're going to be able to be bigger next year. Comic-Con itself was incredible. I was sleeping 3 hours a night, but still managing to survive. But every minute, you guys did your Meltdown show there. We taped. We had like 5 productions there. We shot Star Talk there. We shot 4 Points there. We shot Just Cause there. We shot All-Star Bowling versus the Doctor Who cast and Stephen Moffat with Will Wheaton and Alex Albrecht and Chloe on our team.
We shot BBC America stuff.
We shot BBC. You shot BBC America stuff.
No, I did.
I did an Attack of the Show. You worked on Attack of the
I
Show
did
the whole
all
time.
All the Attack of the Shows.
I was able to get a fucking portal gun while I was there. I was able to.
I didn't buy anything this year.
I got the Think Geek guys. I was able to borrow the Sonic Screwdriver Universal Remote. I got to moderate. The Disney panel, YouTube panel, Legendary Comics, Warner Brothers Legendary, Doctor Who, and Walking Dead. Every panel was a fucking blast.
We did a live Nerdist show.
We did a live Nerdist show Friday Night Balboa. We did a Nerdist Channel panel where we announced a bunch of
channel
new programming.
Channel panel.
And it was, I think.
Which I completely, that video that you guys showed, I totally forgot about my jab at the Dave Matthews Band.
So funny.
What?
Did you ever see that?
No.
They have the, at Gallifrey One, they have the TARDIS from the Doctor Who movie.
The real prop, big set piece.
The actual prop from the movie in 96.
Yeah.
And the one with Paul McGann as the Doctor. And it's just sort of a steampunky looking TARDIS control panel. And Matt,
you could flip the years, and the years only went from 98 to 2000.
It was just this little wheel, yeah. And it would flip, and it would flip. So Matt says, so you can go from 98 up to 2000 and back to 98, so you can see the rise and fall of the Dave Matthews Band.
Wow, the fall.
Well, that's when Every Day come out. Traditionally, it's known as when we all got off the train. But I didn't. And yeah. I felt like that was mean of me to say.
Because it's 12 years after that, and you're still rocking.
But it was, but in the panel, it got a huge laugh.
Good.
I mean, there were like 1,000 people there, and it got a huge laugh in the panel.
There was like 2,000 in that hall.
Were there really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was where we did the attack panel.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was great.
It was good.
I'm pretty sure that's why I'm hosting next week.
Good. Because obviously, I'm sure some people were a little nervous without Kevin there. Like, how's the panel going to help? How do you do the Attack of the Show panel without Kevin?
I heard from a number of people that it was the best Attack of the Show panel they'd ever seen. And that's people who worked here and fans.
Well, yeah. What else are they going
to
say?
That's a good point.
Well, they don't have to say
anything.
You just
made so much sense.
No, they don't have to say anything. You're naturally funny, and I'm glad that it's working out. I do want to talk about my favorite moment from Comic-Con was I was moderating the Warner Brothers Legendary panel. I got to see some, like, Peter Jackson showed 12 and a half minutes of Hobbit footage.
And did it look weird because of the
I don't know if they were running it
at that.
I don't know if it was running at that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It looked fine to me.
I guess they wouldn't really have it. They would have to, because it's on a thing with everything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, and it's like those projection systems in those convention halls are not like super sophisticated projections. But anyway, and I was sitting like a foot from it, so I'm just looking up at these giant images. But it looked stunning, and the Pacific Rim stuff, I was mind blowing, and Guillermo del Toro's whole take on how these Jaegers work and these giant robots are
just fucking drop them down. On anything is awesome.
The what?
His take on everything is
awesome.
His take
on everything is awesome. Yeah, this basically two pilots have to get together and work as the left and right hemisphere of these giant robots' brain. And so they sort of fuse and become kind of one consciousness. And there are repercussions if one hemisphere gets damaged. He said, but it looks so awesome.
Wow.
But his whole idea where people are like, did you do motion capture of the robots? And he was like, no, fuck motion capture. He's like, robots don't move like people. They move like machines. And it was so fucking great. He was so great.
Awesome.
And the Godzilla footage looked rad. But there was a dude in the front row who was just like so into, you know, fuck yeah, Pacific, yeah, Godzilla. Like, just super excited to be there, like, front row. Which by itself just made me happy to see, like, positivity, excitement, passion. So we show the Man of Steel footage. Zack Snyder goes up. He shows the Man of Steel footage, which, by the way, looks fucking great. It's like it just sort of felt like tonally the perfect meld of Nolan and Snyder. And so this same guy gets up and he starts talking about goes to open his mouth. He's wearing a Superman sweatshirt. His name was Mike, and he just breaks down and he starts crying because this is like, the things that he's seeing are the things that you can tell, like, he's always wanted to see these things done in this way.
Yeah.
And it meant so much to him. And he just burst into tears. And it was such a beautiful moment of expression for this thing that he loved. And I fucking jumped off the panel. And because where they asked the Q&A is really far away. And I ran at him and just grabbed him and just gave him a big hug. And I'm like, you're going to be okay, dude. You are okay. And it was just such a nice moment. It was such a wonderful, because he was such a sweet guy. And I don't know.
Sounds kind of manic depressive.
No.
Wow, one minute he's cheering about stuff, and all of a sudden he's crying. I mean, that's unstable.
Okay, maybe that's how I should have approached it. But he was he was such a wonderful guy. So, Mike, if you're listening to the podcast, I love you.
Mike's not listening to this.
He might be.
He's reading Superman.
I ran into him on the street later that night on the street, and I got to fucking hug him again and take a picture with him. But it just, like, that shit is what Comic-Con is all about. Like, fan excitement to the level where you just can't contain yourself, but you know it's okay because you're in this safe zone where no one's going to give you shit about loving something that much. It made me so fucking happy. But all the panels were a blast, an absolute blast. Although I felt guilty for running into Matt Smith while dressed as the 10th Doctor. That made me feel bad.
Did he care at all?
No, of course he didn't care. He was just like, I see where your heart lies. And I'm like, I just look more like Tennant.
Why did he turn to Palpatine right there?
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what the Senate has to say.
I ran into him at a party. We were both pretty gone.
I did not run into him.
I had a nice dick slamming session.
Did you go to Nerd HQ at all?
I did. I lied my way in there. That was like some of my favorite things to do.
Dude, that was so much. We went there the last night, and it was just a smorgasbord of people that I love that were all there.
Well, the people there don't love me because I could barely get in.
Oh shit!
Barely get in. I got to a few parties, but I went to one party where I said. I said, like, hey, I'm Jonah Ray. I should be on the list plus two, which is a ballsy move to even do any kind of pluses. Plus
two. Well, they think if you're going to say anything, you're going to say, it's just me.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're going, not plus one. You're going plus two.
And then the lady looks at the list. She says, well, okay, Jeremy Ray says only a plus one, but that shouldn't be a problem. And then I took Jeremy Ray's spot.
And you're like, that's right. Me, Jeremy Ray, bringing in two people.
Exactly.
She read it wrong. You took Jeremy Renner's spot.
Jeremy Renner. Yeah, exactly.
Which is okay. Well, because you know he's doing the Bourne series now,
he's
so
Bourne in it.
He's like that whole thing is mistaken identity.
Yeah,
so
true.
It totally totally works in a way.
And then I went to Nerd HQ after the Walking Dead 100th issue party, and
what was it like over at Nerdist HQ? What were we calling it?
Nerd HQ.
Yeah, Nerd HQ.
It was just a big open party.
They wouldn't let me in.
Why?
They wouldn't let me in.
Why?
Because I was nobody.
Was it your face?
Because I was
nobody. Not nobody. You're somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
So they wouldn't let you in?
Wouldn't let me in.
Well, I got in. It was really fun.
Oh, you're a celebrity, Chris.
Yeah. With a small C.
Wait. Did you have your trucker hat on? They should have let you in.
No, I didn't have any hat on.
That's probably why they didn't let you in.
They would have let you in if we had given them a heads up that you wanted to go.
You could just assume.
It's just put his name on every party list that you're going to.
No, I didn't care. It was just, it was kind of fun trying to, I did end up eventually getting
there. I didn't care.
I
went back to my hotel room.
I know, because you're a baby.
No.
You were so tired every night.
Yeah.
I was so tired every night. I just said
you went back because you had to get up at 8 in the morning.
I just wasn't doing anything social at Comic-Con. And so and I felt bad for Chloe, who we went out that night.
She knows what she signed up for.
I know. Workaholic boyfriend. But we stayed in our cosplay for all the parties. Like, we went to the AMC party and the Entertainment Weekly party and then to Nerd HQ. And Chloe cosplayed as Ayla from Skyrim, one of the companions, because I was so obsessed with Skyrim. And then when you play the companions track, there's a close-up of Ayla, and I took a freeze frame shot of her, and I was like, Chloe, you look just like this character. You have got to cosplay as Ayla. She was like, okay. So, you know, she had the costume, like, put the costume together and did the makeup on the face, and it looked fucking great. But I was just wearing the David Tennant suit from Doctor Who, which if you didn't know what it was from, I'm a guy in a wacky suit.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a guy in a wacky suit. And so I felt like
professor no one wanted.
Right? Yeah. So I felt it was a brown suit with the blue pinstripes and the crazy tie and the Converse. And so I felt like I had to keep saying to people, like, especially at the AMC party, like, this is a cosplay of the 10th Doctor.
No, you're just wacky suit guy.
No, this is...
How's your ska band
this is
doing?
What the...
Oh, how is it doing, Chris?
It's good, you know? We got three chords, a couple horns.
I did... when I was trying to get into that Nerd HQ party, I wasn't trying too hard, but I did see someone that was trying very hard. He was the son of a director, and I do not wish to say his name. But he was the most obnoxious person I'd ever seen in my life.
I think I already know who you're talking about.
I heard so many stories about
stuff coming out of his mouth. Like, don't you realize how many scripts I sold this year?
Oh boy.
You're kidding me. I'm not getting into this thing.
Don't say his name. I know who it is.
Look at all the wristbands I have. I'm getting in everywhere.
I way know who you're talking about.
And then that's all
I heard from that person.
He ended up getting in.
The Playboy party was insane.
I saw how when they let him in, the lady was just like, oh, I don't care. Come on in.
The funny thing is
that's how I get into life.
He actually wrote a really good script. Anyway,
doesn't make you a good person.
Well, I know who you're talking about, and I just have a soft spot for that kid because of how
his dad had a really good career.
Yeah.
No. He just he's a sweet kid.
Yeah, he's a kid. Yeah,
but
that's probably the issue.
But.
Well,
But
you know how many scripts I sold this year? I belong in there.
Shit. Oh, yeah, you do, buddy. Get on in there.
Oh, man.
Go have the boozes.
Yeah. The boozes.
I'm going to check this episode and see if you cut any of that out.
Oh, he's going to.
I'm not going to cut it out.
Oh, I don't believe you for a second.
I won't cut it out.
All right. I feel like
I allow you to express your opinions.
That's me, Jonah Ray.
Yep.
I co-sign Matt Meyer.
I'm the person I'm complaining about is Timmy Spielberg.
Tim Spielberg is such
a Timmy Spielberg.
Oh God, he's so irritating.
And you know what? His script wasn't that good. I'll say it right now. Timmy Spielberg's script.
Timmy Spielberg.
Timmy Spielberg.
Timmy Spielberg's script for Jurassic Park -1 was terrible.
Yeah.
For E.E.T.
E.E.T.
The extra extraterrestrial.
I did the zombie obstacle course.
Park. I didn't get to do that because I didn't have time. How was the Walking Dead escape?
Intense. Yeah. Intense. I was drenched in sweat by the end of it. Not saying much, but the guy who was filming it for us for the Nerdist show. He's a marathon runner. He was drenched in sweat too. It was a very intense.
I loved how I was talking to Glenn Mazzara about it, who's the showrunner for Walking Dead. And he was like, I went in and so we all got, he was so into it. It was so funny. And he goes, so we all get attacked. So I get on my hands and knees and I climb under this thing and I get covered in blood and I get to the other side and there are these people there, these doctors type people playing doctors. And they pull me into this room and they go, you've been attacked by a zombie. And I'm like, I haven't been bitten. And they put a gun to my head and killed me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I didn't deserve it.
At the very end of it, you go through like a blacklight thing, and it's like you don't realize it at the time when these zombies are clawing at you that they can mark you.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea you're infected by a scratch or anything. And so when you get there to the end, they have blacklights, and it would show up on you if you were infected. And I am happy to say, not one scratch, nothing.
Yeah,
totally
kind of red.
You know what you're talking about. All in all, I think this was a fantastic Comic-Con. I feel like the energy was really good. I feel like people were positive. I feel like there was a lot of really great stuff to see. Just also from, you know, Iron Man 3 from Marvel, and then Ant-Man when Edgar Wright showed the Ant-Man test footage.
I really hope that Alex's description of the Ant-Man footage gets into the
Alex Albrecht. We'll have to leave that in. Alex Albrecht's description. Alex Albrecht's description of the Ant-Man footage on the Nerdist TV show on July 28th will be amazing.
Does he do cartoon voices?
He should.
Because
he gets way up into here. What?
It's like all very poppin'.
Alex is so fucking funny. They were all funny.
His descriptions are
Barrowman. I am such a huge John Barrowman fan.
We're all best friends with John Barrowman.
John Barrowman is like a fucking tornado of awesomeness.
Yeah. It's hard to. Like I try to tell people. I was like trying to tell the guys, the crew guys at for the Nerdist show. Like I was like, they're like, who's on the show? And I was like, it's this guy, John Barrowman. Once you meet him, you'll understand. And they're like, okay, it's weird. Like, I'm like, no, he's just like awesome.
Yeah.
And they're like, who is he? They don't really know the shows. Yeah, they're just crew guys. And then like, I talked to like, you know, Marcos and like Tom, Tom today. And they're like, that guy is incredible.
Yeah.
That guy is like the funniest, most fun
he's
dude
so
I've
good.
Ever.
Like if we didn't expect it at all, Joe and I at least did not expect him to come out of the gate like that at San Diego
and maintained that level of hilarious energy the entire time.
Dude, it was fucking great.
Just all around fantastic. I love that Tom, the stage manager for the Nerdist TV show, is also the stage manager for The Soup and has been the stage manager since the original Talk Soup.
Oh yeah.
Since Kinnear.
Yeah.
He has been the stage manager for that show. Man, he's the only constant.
One of the hardest I've ever laughed was at a sketch they used him in, which was in 97 when they re-released The Return of the Jedi. They had a sketch and R2-D2, John Henson's in it, and he turns to R2-D2. And R2-D2 shoots, instead of shooting a lightsaber, he shoots a beer out, and then Tom catches it and then drinks it, and I fucking cracked up.
Tom is
13-year-old me was like,
that's the funniest thing I've ever
seen. He's been doing that 10 times a day since then. But yeah, he's
sucks.
He was actually even before Talk Soup, he was working at E as a crew guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been since like they were in another building.
He was one of the, if you ever, like the original thing that Talk Soup did, which was sort of break that fourth wall by having the crew chuckle, which has now become how television works, a lot of television.
Me,
that was Tom and those like couple of writers.
Yeah.
Like his laugh still, when I hear Tom laugh, I'm like,
You know what? I would really love to go back and watch old Talk Soups with Kinnear, because even though like all those like Richard Bay, Sally Jesse Raphael shows aren't anymore. I bet you that show fucking way holds up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm
guaranteed.
Sure. Is Talk Soup available really anywhere?
No.
I bet it would feel really slow though.
We've got to dig around in this fucking building.
I'm sure
building.
We can find it.
Yeah. I mean, like,
we can get copies.
Let's get on Daisy right now.
A floor up from it, a floor up from us, there must be a vault.
I bet the tapes are in the off storage, but I bet they're over there.
I would so love to see some old Talk Soups and see.
You want to see you on it?
I want to see me. No, I don't want to see me hosting Talk Soup.
Is Peter on it?
No, I guess hosted Talk Soup a couple times.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I did that great a job. This was like in 2000, but I want to see Kinnear, like the guy who fucking pioneered that format,
yeah,
beautifully,
and then parlayed it into a great acting career.
Yes, to an Oscar nom.
That was one of the fucking greatest parts of Larry Sanders Show.
Oh wait, I know what you're going to talk about.
Fucking Tom Petty.
With Tom Petty, like, I should be first. I am nominated for an Academy Award
for what?
Talk Soup.
You get that shit. Clint Black. Clint Black is trying to separate
for
him.
What Talk Soup?
For what? Talk Soup.
I just love how Duchovny always kept trying to show him his balls and in the robe.
Oh my god! I just love the like they're calling him up on speakerphone. It's like, hey Dave, it's Larry. Oh, hey man, what's going on? Did you want me to come over?
Or when they got Shatner on speakerphone and then they hang up and they're making fun of him and then they didn't hit the button right and Shatner's like, well, hello.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. So we could probably just for a minute just at least talk about the legendary deal.
Did we not already?
We haven't because the news broke the Tuesday of Comic-Con and then we did our live show and didn't really talk about it. And we did the Pat Balboa show and didn't really talk about it.
Oh yeah.
So we haven't really had
it feels like we talked about it because we had a live phone conversation with each other.
Yes.
That's why it feels like
we had a live phone conversation with each other. I called you guys the night before it was going to be announced because I wanted you to be the first couple of people to know.
Besides most of Legendary.
Most of them didn't know, actually. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it was, maybe they did, but no one else knew. We kept it a secret because, you know, it had gone on for a couple months. And just in all fairness, just to let you know that there were other companies that were kind of sniffing around and
Google probably maybe
I don't
Apple,
think so no definitely
maybe,
not Apple
maybe Bain Capital.
Bain Capital. Did you see the thing about Rush Limbaugh?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you fucking see the fucking thing? You're not know. Sorry
doing,
to get all Alex Albrecht, but do you not know how fucking things work?
All he's doing, he knows. He's not that dumb. He knows that it's it takes one guy to go. Actually, the character started in 91. That's just him trying to fucking
think it was 93.
On to a movie that's going to be huge and coming out this week.
And what it does, exactly what it does is everyone who's driving around listening to Rush Limbaugh does not look into it whatsoever and just assumes that what they heard was a fact.
Dude, all it is just people, everyone's talking about it. And that's exactly that's what he wants.
But that, I know I'm falling into the trap, but it fucking makes me mad.
It's just like,
that you could even suggest that a movie that took years to make had anything to do with this year's fucking.
It's not even that. It's not the even fucking that. Character the came out in 91.
I know that.
91? I thought it was
93. 93.
I thought it was 93.
But it's just like the whole thing where we're like, you know, we can talk about like a shitty comedian named. And then we can just, but we just don't talk about it so that no one knows who
I wish I knew who it was you were talking about, but.
No, it's better that you don't.
Yeah, I guess.
Because attention is just as good for advertisers and you know, like, and hits and, like, your viewers. Like, it's like, that's all it is.
Are you saying that all press is good press?
I'm not of the belief that all press is good press, and some people do think, especially,
think
here's the thing, someone's, it's like, here's, who's a horrible person on Twitter?
What do you mean, like Donald Trump kind of horrible person?
Like,
or do
someone
you mean
that's, like, someone that's, like, you know, known for, like, you know, like, when was the first time everyone heard about Tucker Max? It's because they're like, this douchebag wrote a book about being a douchebag.
Yeah,
and
you.
That's how everyone knew him. Then it was made into a movie, and he got, like, a bunch more book deals
the
off
The movie
of
never
it.
Came out, correct?
It can't. Well, it was released, but I don't know about theaters.
I don't give a shit like how much attention someone gets. I would rather be less known but not thought of as a douchebag.
Yes, so exactly. But like, there's other guys.
Sex tape shooting for Thursday.
Shh. What?
You plan a sex tape.
That's really gonna. That's really gonna send my career.
Matt, you ruined the fucking surprise.
That's great. It'll be classy. It's I'll really be gonna, laying down.
Wait, I get to fuck a rapper, right?
Yeah, me.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, this time the rapper's gonna be J-Ray.
J-Ray. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just direct.
I'll let you put it in.
Oh, great.
So anyway,
we're shooting it on VHS. You mean put the tape in?
Yes, I mean put the tape. We're shooting on Betamax. I mean classic Betamax, not like Beta SP.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay, so
the legendary deal.
The legend. This is a legendary deal. It was, you know, as soon as the way that it all came about, I explained this all on the website, but Legendary had been an investor in Nerdist. And then a few months ago, I went and did a podcast with Thomas Tull, who runs Legendary.
Blinded me with science.
And
so you did it with, right?
Yep, okay. That's right. Yep. And it was, no, that was Thomas Dolby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thomas Tolby?
You're just, that's not a real person.
Yeah, Thomas Dolby.
No,
yeah.
Thomas Dolby.
No, that's
Tubbers.
He was on one of our BBC specials.
Nope, that was Thomas Dolby.
Nope, I remember when you did the Chris, interview. It was great.
Who else was there? Steve IMAX?
That's not funny. Steve IMAX had a lot of problems. A lot of health problems, and you're just making fun of that.
Well, you're making fun of it because it's Steve IMAX.
Steve IMAX.
Steve IMAX is only 70 millimeters tall.
Steve IMAX had enlarged everything.
I liked your joke better.
I put my finger up just because I had it. You guys ran over it.
He had an enlarged everything.
You have to put glasses on to see him. All right, how are we going with this?
Okay.
Is it good? All right.
You don't need glasses.
So a lot of investors.
So basically, we did this podcast, and we hit it off, and it just sort of started this conversation, and it made
probably a good thing that Joan and I didn't go to that podcast. This might never have happened.
This is true. this is really true.
Or it would have happened a lot faster.
Oh, I like where you're coming.
Sometimes you
got to
have confidence, Matt. That's what I was telling you.
This is not one of those times. And so I don't know. I kind of saw what their sort of core business was, and I saw what our core business was, and they just seemed really complimentary. Like,
so you saw their core business, Batman, which was making hit movies.
Yes. Yes, and we do not make hit movies.
No, yet. We don't even make movies.
No, but it's sort of in the same reason that that I partnered up with Geek Chic, which was like they had a sort of a business infrastructure and an email newsletter, and that was it. And I had all this content and no real business infrastructure and no email newsletter. And it was like, let's just fit these things together to make a mega thing. And so with Legendary, it's sort of the same thing. Like, they do these, you know, they make these huge blockbuster things, but they aren't
movies.
Really.
They're called movies.
Movies.
You're like
things?
Guillermo del Toro movies. Robot.
Would you project these onto Steve IMAX?
On his ass, because of how big it
is.
Large. Rest in peace.
Steve IMAX.
Sorry, Steve. May our thoughts and prayers are with your family.
And your family at
six
this time.
Days to cremate him.
IMAX. 6 days.
Well, fatties take longer.
Oh my God!
Truth.
I was almost tempted to call this episode "Fatties Take Longer."
Could you please?
Please not devote the episode to what you're going
Did
to name
really
it.
Say that?
Yes,
we're fucking with you, assholes.
We're fucking with you, assholes.
Hey! Hey!
I think
snake is eating its own tail.
And the 6 or 7 people on the comment thread of the LeVar Burton episode who don't realize that I was kind of amping it up for comedic effect.
People thought it was adorable.
Wait a minute.
Like 6 or 7.
Wait a minute. If a snake eats its own tail, where does he shit it out?
Think about it, Chris.
There is no spoon.
Oh my God.
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.
Anyway, I'm just super excited about it because, you know, we do all this web content and digital stuff, and Legendary doesn't really do that. And so I feel like it sort of allows them to get into that world while kind of pulling us more into their world. And the truth of the matter is, they're just fucking nice people.
Break down Legendary Pictures.
Legendary Pictures.
Legendary Entertainment.
They're just nice people.
No. Like, if people, because, you know, there's a lot of listeners that probably don't go to the website and know.
Legendary is basically a film production. It's basically a studio.
It's a studio.
That has made all the Dark Knight films. They made 300. They made The Hangover. Movies. They made Inception. They made The Wrath of the Titans.
Lady in the Water.
They have so much money.
There's a lot of.
Had.
there's a lot of really their core thing is just like, yeah, we want to make stuff that we think would be cool, and that's kind of what we do. And so there you go. So then it happened. So it's good. It's good for all of us.
So what does it mean? Now you are an employee.
You're going
legendary.
Well, we're all getting chips in our necks. I just need to be able to keep tabs on you at all times. Nerdist will run as an independent company. Legendary, that Thomas said, I don't want Nerdist to be a mouthpiece for Legendary. You run it the way you ran it, which is good for me because I love what Brian Walton and Dan Casey and all the Nerdist news guys are doing, and Luke Thompson, all these guys are really building out Nerdist News as like a cool thing, and they're doing press junkets and writing great articles. And I've always envisioned that the news side would really become, I want to evolve the website away from just aggregating stuff and be more like breaking news and product testing and going to junkets and going
to like Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom.
Maybe not. I don't.
Oh.
No, because I want everyone to not just sound like me.
Are you sure?
So it's really important for me. So I didn't want anyone to think that we're just, that all it's going to be now is Legendary all the time. Like Nerdist is its own thing. You know, that maybe that means we'll have more access to stuff that we had before, or we'll
like
have more resources.
Batmobile.
Like maybe we get to take the Batmobile out for a weekend. I mean the Tumblr one.
Dibs.
Other than that, it's no one's going to really notice that much of a difference other than we'll have more resources at Nerdist.
It won't affect the podcast.
It's not going to affect the podcast. We're not going anywhere. We're going to keep doing podcasts as long as you guys want to do them. And then, but on the other side, Peter and I have separate jobs to essentially run digital for Legendary. So I'm like president of creative blah, blah, blah for Legendary
you
Digital.
You should probably get to know your title first before you try.
No. That title. Is the name of the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm a comic and I thought that would look really funny. So anyway, so that's,
I'm a comic.
That's sort of a separate thing. But it's exciting to sort of look at this company that has all these great properties and figure out, you know, like how to develop stuff on the digital side. So it's I just feel like super like jazz. Like I get to play with, because all I've ever wanted to do is just have resources to make fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's it. I just want to make fun stuff. And when you start running a business and then it starts turning into, I am spending more time running a business than I am making fun stuff.
So what responsibilities are now lifted off of you because of this deal?
Sounds like none.
Sounds like more responsibilities have been laid onto you.
Well, but they're creative responsibilities. They're not like, you know, let's make sure that we have enough money coming in every month to be able to pay the 30-ish people who work for us.
Wasn't that Peter, though?
It was Peter, but it was still a responsibility that we shared.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it was still a company. We had investors. We were responsible to them. We still had, you know, and rather than having to worry, you know, about that at all, like now we have a solid foundation in place and we can, you know, Peter can do the business stuff and I can focus on the creative stuff. And that's just exactly what I want to do. So that's it. I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited about it.
Do you think if this had happened sooner, we would have gotten a bigger air conditioner at Meltdown?
We would have gotten one maybe shaped like a Batmobile.
Oh, man. 2 weeks too late.
So I was wondering what other gift horses you wanted to look in the mouth, Matt.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I've been in that space for fucking years. Any air condition is the fucking best air condition ever.
I understand.
Just like I felt like you insulted. Like,
the air conditioner is fucking great.
It's great.
I did get to.
Sorry, tell me Charm Life again.
It was a joke.
Listen, it might have been he looked.
I felt sensitive.
Maybe he just looked a gift pony in the mouth. It wasn't a full-size horse.
I felt really sensitive. It was,
guys, how many fucking BTUs is that thing?
Was it not enough, Matt?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't even used it.
I love that you're arguing.
It was a joke.
I love that you're offended about the air conditioning unit at Meltdown. Oh, my God.
Sunday night, I'm going to crank the air conditioning, regardless of what the weather is outside.
Actually, so the weekends, we can't use it.
Yeah. Do you know where we should have installed that air conditioning unit is in your relationship?
Hey.
I should have installed it in my face.
I just hate it that I can't make a joke at his joke and fucking...
That wasn't... You weren't joking. You were genuinely offended by the air conditioner joke.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Why?
It's because it's insulting.
To whom?
Me. And my air conditioner.
Your precious air conditioner.
Dave Matthews' signature left-handed air conditioner.
I would buy that for $2,500. It was a really that was a really good deal, by the way, everybody.
Is it?
Yeah, those things they retail for $5,300, and they usually sell around $4,000.
How did you get it for $2,500?
Yeah, I've been watching on eBay for 2.5 months. The listing kept getting relisted and relisted and relisted, and it always said "or best offer" on it. And 3 hours before the auction ended, I was like, "Here, $2,500. See what happens." And then, like, as soon as I sent it, I immediately got an email saying, "Thank you, take it off my hands."
So no one else wanted it.
No.
Well, it's a very niche market. You know,
that is a pretty niche market. Do you have to be a guitar player, a Dave Matthews fan, and left-handed?
Yeah.
He was cleaning up his apartment recently and found a guitar he had forgotten about.
Oh my god! So now you have like 15 guitars?
No, I forgot about a Gibson SG.
About these diamonds.
Yeah, it fell behind my mattress.
It was next to the air mattress that a certain person had been staying on
mm-hmm.
for far too long.
Yep.
And
my brother over there too?
Yeah, he's over there too. Only your brother has a job and still can't get out of the fucking apartment, but that's beside the point.
What?
So, yeah, I deflated the air mattress because I wanted to move something.
And there was a guitar inside?
It was on the side. It was between the wall and the mattress.
And
I was like, oh, yeah.
Was it still in okay shape?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the D string had come out of tune. It was fine.
Oof.
This guy's a D string
right now.
I'm a fucking D string over here. Tune up this D string. What do you play? What are you playing on the Dave Matthews guitar?
Am I playing? Oh, I just got it yesterday. So I'm playing a lot of, you know, Dave Matthews
mm-hmm.
type music.
Mm-hmm. D string.
I don't know what that is. But,
That's Bobby McHanson Farron. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to thank ThinkGeek, by the way, who sent me a Tauntaun sleeping bag.
ThinkGeek, thank you for sending Chris a Tauntaun sleeping bag.
Yes. We really appreciate it. Me and Matt really appreciate the stuff you sent Chris.
Nice of you.
I mean, a win for me is a win for
a compliment
all of us, really.
For us
is a compliment for you.
If it was a Steve.
Other than that, they were ably backed by Stone Gossard.
Was it
Eddie Vedder?
Was it Steve Zimmerman that sent it to you?
Man, this just makes me stronger.
Tonight, we rocked Portland or Olympia or something like that?
It was like Olympia. It was outside of... Yeah,
tonight we rocked Olympia.
Fucking singles. Still funny to me. Singles, yeah. I still fucking... He's only the next Martin Scorsese. By the way, I got to... Tim Burton was on one of the panels that I moderated, and he was awesome, and so was fucking Sam Raimi.
I am Debbie.
Fucking loved it. Frankenweenie looks really adorable.
Dude. My dog looks like Frankenweenie. I get so excited every time I see an ad for Frankenweenie. I'm looking forward to it.
The footage they showed, it looks fantastic. It looks fantastic.
I'm excited for that. This weekend, we rock Dallas and Houston.
Yes.
We do.
Houston, yeah.
By the time this goes up, it'll be tonight. We'll be in Houston and then tomorrow in Dallas, the day this goes up. Yeah, if you're not listening to us that day, then forget it.
By the time they get to the show.
I don't know.
If you have, point at Matt.
Why?
Point at Matt. And just point at him.
And then say something?
No.
Just point.
If you listen to the podcast before the show on Friday, finger Matt's butthole. If you did not listen to the podcast, finger Jonah's butthole. Now, if you know to finger Jonah's butthole, then that means you listen to the podcast, so you're going to have to finger Matt's butthole again.
What a fail-safe plan, Christopher.
That's right. How can it fail?
And if you've never heard of the podcast, give Chris a handy.
I'm going to let... I'll allow it. I'm going to allow it. Judge who allows everything. that's my John Mulaney. I'll allow it, but you better watch yourself, Mr. McCoy. It's John Mulaney's Law and Order bit.
He looks familiar. He used to come around here.
What New York bars are you going to? guy who can't stop loading crates.
Yeah.
He can stop loading the crates. Because the murder police are here. Fucking love Mulaney.
God damn it. That album. We were listening to that in the Midwest.
The
tour.
Top part.
Yeah, no, the new one. New in town.
Oh, new in town.
Yeah, we're listening to New in Town.
Iowa City. That's
so fucking that flawless.
God, that guy doesn't waste a syllable.
No.
Every word is exactly where it should be.
Yeah. So precise.
Every word.
Oh, did you see the trailer for Sleepwalk With Me?
No, I heard it looks fucking amazing.
It looks great. You should watch it. It looks fucking great.
The trailer for Sleepwalk With Me I want to see. There was another trailer. Elysium I wanted to see the trailer for, but I haven't seen it yet. That's the Neil Blomkamp movie. With Matt Damon and Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah.
It's very handsome.
I'll bet. But there was another thing that I was supposed to... There was another movie that I was supposed to watch, and I can't find it. I can't find the title, so that makes this a bad story.
I saw the commercial they're running for the Comic-Con special while I was watching Kitchen Nightmares the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching a DVR Doctor Who, and...
Doctor Who.
Chris Jonah and Matt get made into action figures.
Doctor Who. What are you chuckle monkeys laughing at?
The action figures. They'll see.
Which?
They'll see on Sunday. This Sunday.
No.
This Sunday.
Oh, those action figures.
Yeah, this Sunday we have two new BBC America specials airing.
No, next Sunday, right?
July 28th.
Oh,
fuck, really?
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was this week, too, and then...
Oh, I told... Oh.
Nope, week and a half.
Well...
Womp, womp.
Yeah, I guess we'll do another one of these before then, huh?
Probably have to do another one of these fucking things before then.
What?
And... You,
You all, everybody.
You are everybody.
You all, everybody.
Take it easy, drive shaft. My dad's calling. My dad, is so adorable.
That looks, your dad looks like a lot like an Alex Ross painting.
My dad is,
you see this?
What is it?
It's like the Google logo, but with a TARDIS in it. I'm not sure if this is legit or not.
Are you on Google?
Well, no, someone just sent it to me, a screen grab of it. Maybe.
Oh, and that's all in Gallifreyan.
Why, you have to be alerted to that.
Google is all shaped in this picture. Google is all shaped in Gallifreyan.
And then the L is the TARDIS.
And yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. It's delightful.
You sound like that fucking kid in the Merlin ads.
I have not seen the Merlin.
If I can't use magic, what else have I got? On the ads for BBC America's Merlin.
Hey, sister program.
You want
it's great.
Punch the television.
It's great.
That kid.
You know Soul Asylum put out a new album?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Did they know?
It's called Delayed Reaction, so.
We did.
Has Dave Perner combed his hair yet?
I don't see any pictures.
Did he do the music for Chasing Amy? Yeah, I think he did.
Runaway train, never come back.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder on my stack.
Whoa.
They dated.
Yeah, she dated every musician. She also dated, didn't she date fucking, what's his name from Lemonheads?
Beck. Yep, she dated Beck.
Evan Dando?
Yeah.
She also dated Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Beck, yeah.
Never dated any of us.
She dated
Thanks
Beck.
A lot.
She dated Beck while they were shooting the last episode of Strangers with
Thanks
Candy.
A lot, Winona Ryder, a.k.a. Noni Horowitz.
Noni Horowitz. You don't get Jewier than that.
Noni. I should ask Tim Burton for a number. That's what I should have done, right? Hey, Tim. Hey,
Tim. One time I was at the Cafe 101 and Danny Elfman was there, right? Let's be friends.
That actually happened.
I know. That's why I said it.
Well, good. You've used an example from my life. And a good callback.
And good callback.
Excellent callback.
Then they're like, hey, our fruit's real precious, but they use the onion knife to cut it. You know what kind of cheese is?
There was a, for Just Cause, there was a costume contest on the Warner Brothers side stage. And
the no fun zone?
A lot of great costumes. And there was an Edward Scissorhands guy, but he didn't have the scissor hands. And so Chloe goes, hey, everybody, look, it's Edward Regular Hands.
Oh, she's learning.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a new Dave Matthews Band single.
Mercy.
Mercy, which they clearly don't have on the listeners.
Is it any good, Matthew?
How's it going, guys?
Jeff the Brotherhood, a band I mentioned on this podcast last year, have a new album out, and they were just on David Letterman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
The lead singer of the band Exodus sent me an email on Facebook. Yeah? Just said, hey, I just want you to know I listen to the podcast.
Oh, crazy.
And you guys do a great job. And like the speed metal, like the fucking speed metal band Exodus.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's been touring with Rob Zombie and doing other stuff, and he's a totally nice guy. So thanks.
New Crosby, Stills, and Nash album.
Really?
Yeah.
No Young, I'm out.
I'm a really big fan of yours. Oh, you like my music? You're a musician? Classic. Classic Barney Gumble.
Oh, man.
What other songs from bands should we be listening to, Mr. Jonah Ray?
Got a good response from people who liked the Tenement song we played on the last Hostful.
Yep.
That was really good.
When's Drive Shaft's new album?
Oh, you know, they never played again.
What?
No.
What happened?
Well, the bass player died in the Oceanic.
Not Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Audacity. They have a new album out. They're great. It's on Recess Records.
Editing software?
Audacity.
What about Crucial Taunt? They got a new record coming
Crucial
out?
Taunt. They don't, but they are going on tour with the Wild Stallions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Crucial Taunt.
I saw them once, the Shitty Beatles.
Shitty Beatles, how are they?
Shitty.
No.
No, wait, how are they? Terrible.
Nope.
Right?
What nope.
It's not just a clever name. Is the what you would say after I said the correct line, which I don't remember.
Shitty Beatles, how are they? They suck. So it's not just a clever name.
All right.
The Kinky Wizards.
Kinky Wizards.
Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
Kathleen Turner Overdrive. Nicely
Barry
done.
Jive and the Uptown Five. Yep. Any other musical releases?
Oh, I'm trying to think of what was her name. What was in High Fidelity? What was
Marie DeSalle.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, the one?
Yeah, Marie DeSalle.
I feel so good when I'm going to go out and sleep with Marie DeSalle. Yep. Lisa Bonet.
Yep.
Oh, the lineup for FYF Fest was announced.
Europe.
That's pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good. Also, we'll be performing...
Outside Lands.
I'll be performing at Outside Lands.
Yeah, we're doing a Nerdist Day.
Sweet.
Well, as a co-production with SF Sketchfest.
I'm not there.
Someone was... I'm sorry.
Regina Spektor will be there, but I won't be.
Oh, no!
Metallica's on the same night as us.
Really?
Who's on our day?
I don't know. I need to find out. But that fucking lineup is huge. Like, it's Bonnaroo's sister festival.
Doesn't matter.
Like Jack Regina White, Spector. Gonna, Regina
Spektor. White's on Sunday. I'll be coming back for Mike Henry's wedding.
Well, you need to come up and talk to Regina Spektor for Alpha 39.
Yeah, well,
see how long before you freak her out.
She might have the record of like fastest Vima.
Oh!
We just start a Kickstarter and make that show happen.
You're gonna Kickstarter?
I'm gonna kickstart a Alpha 39.
You're gonna do what I did to the catcher. At the Dodgers game when I threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, run up and jump on him.
Just run up because I didn't throw the ball in the dirt and just wrap my limbs around, jump up and wrap my limbs around him.
That would be the best.
I would not recommend that you do that to Regina Spektor.
She would not be able to support my weight.
She would probably not. But what if she could?
Oh, my God.
And then she just carried you around
she
like a little baby all
she
day.
She's Russian.
She's Russian to carry you like a baby all day.
Russian to carry you around. Like
just
a
carry
baby.
You around in a fucking.
Way to go, Yakov.
In a Myra Bjorn. Just a big old like sling on the front where she's just carrying you around and just patting your head.
You know, there's only. I just found this out on Monday. There's only 450 records left of my record.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's only out of 500, there's only I messed up. 450 been sold.
Oh, okay. So that's a much better statistic.
That's really funny.
That's a much better statistic.
That I bring that up.
And cuz you were very positive sounding about
it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to start doing now. Guys, it turns out I'm okay.
So there's only 50 left.
Oh.
There's only 50 left. I'm taking 25 to Texas this weekend.
Okay.
So you're going to take more than the 5 that you took to Phoenix.
Yes, I'll take more than the 5.
Yeah, but then you get to say I sold out of my records.
Yeah.
Why don't you take 50?
What?
You would sell all 50.
Well, because there are some still open orders at AST. They've been taking a bit long to get these out to people, and I apologize for that. But yeah, there's a couple open orders, and they weren't sure how many there are, so I had to keep at least 25 there. Took another box of 25.
Nice.
Going to be taking it to Texas.
And then the second pressing, which will be black.
Black on white, yeah.
The second
pressing.
So
what's going to, when's Outside Lands?
It's in August.
That's cool. Yeah. When are you guys doing that?
That is...
It's August 11th.
Oh.
August 11th.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm busy that weekend, not doing anything.
You can go.
I'm good. Probably just hang out.
You can go.
I have a good feeling that if you were going, you'd be complaining about it. I haven't gotten good.
Here's the you want
realization laugh of Matt Meyer.
Do you want to know what the real problem is for having all of us up there?
What's the problem?
The problem is
we were just up there.
We were up there in January, if we want to go up anytime soon and perform like as the Nerdist podcast, we're gonna have to wait a certain amount of time before we can do it again, as per like the rules of promoters.
And you just want to do Sketchfest again?
Because I do want to do Sketchfest again.
Yeah, Sketchfest is great.
We probably had a window that was from June 25th to June 30th that we could have done a podcast.
But I think I probably can wrangle you a pass if you want to come up.
Yeah.
No,
that's all right.
Are you butthurt?
More fun to be passive aggressive about it.
You should have just been like, hey, Regina Spektor is going to be at this thing I'm at.
Well, I didn't know Regina Spektor was going to be at the thing. I didn't know Regina Spektor was going to be a thing.
Because
I haven't tagged her.
I don't. I haven't either.
Jonah, he's tagged her.
Looking forward to tagging her.
Yeah, you tagged her.
What does that even mean?
I mean, you watch her every move. I did not know Regina Spektor was going to be there, so I apologize.
Well, you know what? I'll get over it.
No, I'm telling you, you can go.
I'm seeing her on August 14th anyway.
But I don't know why, if alone. I'm telling you I could probably get you a pass, why you would not want to get... If your ultimate goal is to actually see her and not complain about it, then I think you would probably just say, well, then I will happily accept this offer that you're laying on the table now.
This is a generous offer. And I will think about it. I'll talk to my associates.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Would that be rad if the host of Attack of the Show was able to go?
Kevin's busy.
I don't know if is she gonna be there on the day that we're there, because we're only there one day.
No idea.
I believe she's Sunday.
If she's Sunday, we're not gonna be there that day.
Yeah.
Well, we're there. I believe it's Saturday the 11th.
Have a good show, you guys.
Thanks, man.
I believe it's Saturday the 11th. But we're gonna do a bunch of there's gonna be like a variety show, and Neil Harris is gonna do some stuff there, and Justin Willman's gonna do some stuff there, and.
Then the Friday is Adult Swim's, right? Their sponsored night?
Yes.
Should I say?
I don't know.
I don't. I think I was browsing around.
I don't know anything about that. I just know about. I know about our day.
Okay.
I don't know what other people are doing, Jonah.
I
don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Oh, I want to also give a shout out to the Dopamines.
Dopamines!
The Dopamines are a really good band with a new album called Vices, and they are listeners of the podcast.
Well, there
Dopa
you go.
Means, Dopamines, the Dopamines.
All of our listeners know how to spell dopamine.
Yeah. It's good. It's good punk rock stuff.
Excellent. Well, I think we pretty much covered everything. We got Comic-Con. Comic-Con was great. Course of the Force, great.
Matt's checked out.
Checking out what day.
Matt's all excited about Matt was a happy 5 minutes for a Star Trek thing, and now he's upset about Regina Spektor. All the legendary.
No one wants to go to that show with me either. Whatever. It's cool.
No one wants to go to the Regina Spektor show with you? What are you talking about?
She doesn't want to go.
Why not?
Sometimes, you know, we don't like the same music.
Yeah, but you support each other. Isn't that what a relationship is?
Sometimes you don't know. She will go to a Dave Matthews concert. So.
Ooh.
It would be easy to find someone to go with you to the Regina Spektor concert. Do we need to have a contest? Win a ticket?
Oh, my God.
Win a ticket to Regina Spektor with Matt Myron?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here come the big one.
So it goes back to San Francisco for you. It's so weird.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and legendary stuff, all good. Nerdist
independent company.
Yeah.
Support structure.
Podcast will not
happy.
Change.
Podcast not change. You will not notice difference except
podcast
for good things.
You
will
not
I was just worried. Really trying to pare down the words there.
I was,
you not know difference.
I was just worried people were going to attack me. We're like, how could you let someone? I'm like, because it's going to be good for the company.
Surprisingly,
Christopher, people are always going to attack you. Just accept
no,
it.
Surprisingly,
they did not attack me about this.
About it.
Everyone was really cool about it because they understood that
I just meant in general.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But they just understood that this will allow us to kind of get to that next phase of making stuff to give to people. So it's good. It's all good.
Also, it was funny because I was reading an article on splitsider.com about the podcast boom and of comedy.
Yeah.
And it's cited like something you said on that Podfathers panel
really?
Where it's like it came up that like it's like oh would you ever sell your podcast to somebody if they don't change anything so you can keep your freedom as a podcast and
yeah.
then like and then your response was like yeah exactly.
Yeah, because I just, you know, for me, it's about getting to make stuff that I love.
Yeah, and plus just make it so you can not have to fucking just be a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
I'm hoping with this, you'll threaten to fire us. Left.
I'm going
to
party like a rock star boss, you guys. I'm just going to mash those things up.
Rock star parking.
I'm going to rock star boss. This is boss parking for rock stars, and it's rock star bossing. Just don't boss. You're not the rock star of me.
Rock star boss.
You're not the rock star boss of
guys,
me.
I'll be doing a web chat on July 24th at 5 p.m. on G4's web chattiness.
Matt Myra, host of Attack of the Show.
Come talk.
Watch it happen, man.
Watch it happen live. Watch what happens.
Watch what happens live.
Oh, that'll be Tuesday right after.
You're going to have fun hosting
John
Attack
Frakes
of the Show,
and
I think.
Become best friends.
You're going to do a very fine job hosting Attack of the
I'm
Show.
I'm looking forward to it.
You have an inherent skill that most people can barely learn how to do.
Yep. I just need other people watching, and then I get funny. Rooms like this, not so much.
What are you talking about? You're hilarious in this room.
Sometimes. When LeVar Burton's here.
You mean when I'm not here?
No.
Oh.
I just meant LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton represents the absence of Jonah.
LeVar Burton. Oh, if Jonah was out.
Have you ever seen us in the same room?
I've never seen you guys in the same room.
Oh my God, are
and
you?
You've never watched Star Trek.
Did
though.
You? Are no. you?
The only times I've ever watched Star Trek was when I tried as a kid and figured out that I did not like
oh,
it at all.
By the way.
And then the only full episodes I've ever seen really have been at Star Trek when
can
I've made
you,
fun of them.
I'll ask you on the air. Can you do it in August? The end of August?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. What's
August
the date?
28th. I think it's the last Tuesday of August.
It should be fine.
Cool.
Last Tuesday of August. Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice. Star Trek, August 28th.
Yep.
Will Wheaton, by the way, said he had so much fucking fun doing Star Trek
he
with you.
He was great. That was a lot of fun. It was just Kumail and I and Will. And
there's no room for any more people to talk.
Not when you're showing two Will-centric episodes that are awful. It was so funny.
That's fantastic.
Is so it? Funny. Was he...
Tanny Barney.
Hey.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who are those people she's with?
That's,
what's up
that's
with
David
old,
Burka.
An old Weird Al?
I don't know who that guy was, but that's David Burka.
Oh, that Burka. Wasn't
Weird Al? Oh, Burka. Oh, is she doing E stuff?
I don't know. No, so David Burka is
Neil
Harris's...
husband?
Yes.
Partner.
Partner. And I don't know why we just became old people.
It's not traditional.
Oh, have you been watching Louie?
But you know, it's fine.
No,
God,
not this
there
season.
There was a scene where like he's hanging out with this guy, and the guy like is like trying to tell me, he's like, "Oh, I'm not." And then it's just Louie, just oh, but no, I can see how it's not. I know it seems like I'm, but I don't.
And he can't. Sit.
It's just that for fucking ever. It's so fucking good.
I gotta get on the Louie season 3. Viewing train. Yes, Janet Varney just walked by whose
breakup you explained on the internet on the comment.
I did. Someone was like, Chris is dating Chloe. What happened to Janet? Why did he dump Janet? I'm like, I didn't dump Janet. We just broke up a year ago.
Oh my God,
happens.
I sent Jonah a screenshot of Google. When you type in Matt Myra, the fourth thing that comes up is Matt Myra Greta breakup.
Oh boy. I don't, it's sort of like sometimes relationships work out and sometimes they don't, and this is how life works.
Call?
And who are you gonna call? But Janet is still a wonderful human being and a delight, a brilliant, brilliant person. And it just, we as a couple didn't work anymore. And that's just what happens sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
and you can get out of it.
Thank you for being cool with her and I dating.
We did not have an ugly breakup. We had a very like we respect each other. Let's just get out of this as peacefully as possible. And that's what we did. And we have remained friends and we still work together. So I think she's dating someone that she's happy with. And I'm dating Chloe
very,
and it's
happy.
All fine.
She
it was
doesn't
a
doesn't want to see what
shockingly
second.
Mature breakup. Now that I think about it.
Well, I think you're older now and that's what happens.
Oh, how my dare God. You? How that dare you? You motherfucker.
I meant you're more mature and can see the
you?
Forest all through right, the
I'm
trees.
Backpedaling. I'm backpedaling. This voice and back into my regular voice. Excellent.
So did you get a new car yet?
No.
When are you doing that?
I don't know.
Your lease is up, isn't it?
In December.
Oh. I thought it was up already.
No.
Let me take it over?
Sure. You can have it for the last 4 months.
Hmm. Let's talk off the air.
We don't do that. That's not how this works.
He's so right.
It's not how this works. All right, you have got Meltdown.
Yes.
You've got some Star Trek Blu-ray to watch.
I got a pack.
I'm going to...
What are you packing for?
For Houston.
Why
oh, yeah.
You do it tomorrow?
Because I'm not going home tomorrow.
Matt's going to sleep on a park bench.
It actually Skeksis. Helps my... helps my back.
Yes, not sleep at home. Skeksis.
You bringing Skeksis back?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we gotta go.
It's that nonchalant attitude. Works so well for you.
Enjoy your burrito.
Ouch. Ow. Why did you stop acting like the fucking people who listened.
Why did you just throw that box at Jonah?
He deserved it right then.
What did he do?
His face.
I'll allow it. Bam!
That was
Thank you,
good.
Your Honor.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Do you ever wonder what your teenager is going through when they're preparing to leave home and enter the real world? I'm Shimo Liai, and in my new podcast, The Competition, I'll give you an inside look into the pressures and expectations high school girls have to face.
I think I need to make a good first impression, or at least an impressive first impression.
We're going to follow 50 teenage girls as they spend 2 weeks in Mobile, Alabama, competing in the largest cash scholarship competition exclusively for high school girls. You'll hear the silly, intimate moments.
Why are you so amazing?
Like, I want to be you guys.
And the anxiety that comes with being an ambitious girl in America.
My whole life, I've told myself that I need to be a 35-year-old professional.
Is the pressure too much to handle? From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.